Listen, put me in the parking lot, you know, with Bears, and I'll go out there and play. It don't matter.
You are Locked On Auburn, your daily podcast on the Auburn Tigers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Yes, welcome on in to Locked On Auburn, your daily Auburn Tigers podcast. It's a Charlie Tuesday.
Yes.
Zach Blackerby and message board legend Charlie Five here with you. We got a lot to talk about today, including
tons.
Gus Malzahn news. But first thing, I got to tell you.
Hit it.
Last Tuesday show, last Charlie Tuesday, was the most listened to show throughout the college network at Locked On.
Wow. Not surprising, but
I'm a little surprised.
But that's amazing. That's awesome, man.
You're a big deal. People know you.
People have heard.
Gus Malzahn.
Before you get started, man.
Okay,
go ahead. I'm in a really bad headspace today, and I listened to your podcast for today, and to find out that you're a Kroger guy versus Publix, I don't even really want to be here.
Well, Brian Harsin was at Kroger as well.
I'm ready to get him out of here. Let's just move on, start over. I can't believe it. It just blew my mind.
Well, former intern Jaws brought up the point. He probably saw Publix and Kroger, and he's like, I like blue.
That's a good point.
Used to have a field that was blue.
And the brick is kind of orange on the building, so blue and orange, maybe.
That's fair. You can't take Boise out of the man, you know what I'm saying?
You can't.
You take the man out of Boise because you take the Boise out of the man. I don't know.
You can't take the Bronco out of the man.
All right, so Gus Malzahn will be the next head coach at UCF. I think it's a great fit. I'm a little surprised he took the job. I just kind of thought he was going to be away from coaching for a bit and just kind of rake in the cash. But that guy is a workaholic, like most D1 football coaches, and they have a problem, and they can't sit still. And so he's going to coach UCF.
I think it's a perfect fit. But like you, I'm kind of surprised with the timing being kind of so late in the game that he took a head coaching job. But you know, it's one of those group of five jobs that you don't necessarily have to run like a giant company like you knew to be able to compete in the SEC. You can kind of run it sort of like a really big high school.
It's the biggest school in the country.
Right. A bit. Well, for the football program, you can run the football program like a big high school team. And you know, I think he'll probably end up doing pretty well there.
I think so. I mean, he's very good at beating teams that he is better than. And then at once out of every 3 years or so, he'd beat the teams that were better than him, and it'd be really fun to watch. But at UCF, I think that's enough for you to be there as long as you want to. And it's in a prime spot where he can do that for three seasons, go 10-2 3 years in a row.
Right.
And then somebody in the SEC will give him a job.
Absolutely. I mean, and then the recruiting aspect, you're just right there smack in the middle of all the – you know, good athletes, so you don't have to go very far.
Yeah.
And just get
FSU
the guy.
Or Florida turned you down. Well, come hang out over here in Orlando,
and we'll light up the scoreboard.
What's your favorite thing about Orlando? You a Disney guy?
No, not really.
Universal guy?
That's my nightmare. Really? I love Universal. I'm definitely more Universal than
I am too. Give me Harry Potter World over Disney World any day.
Give me the Hulk 1,000 times
in
a row. Greatest roller coaster.
I don't think I did that one when I went.
You probably weren't tall enough.
Oh, wow. We're doing that, huh? Okay. That's fine. That's okay. You have Bo Nix stuff?
Yeah. So I thought it would be kind of fun to look at, you know, but we're so united on our love for Bo.
Everyone loves Bo Nix.
Everybody loves Bo.
Auburn fan loves Bo Nix.
Yeah. So look at some of the.
Did you see? He posted a picture of him and his Valentine. Did you see that?
I didn't see that. I gotta go back through the story.
Yeah.
I saw he was at Mighty Will Hastings' wedding this weekend.
Who wasn't?
Apparently everybody. Not me, but apparently everybody.
A lot of people went. A lot of people went, for sure.
So I thought it'd be fun to kind of look where he ranked as far as our voluminous amount of just epic passers that we've had at Auburn and kind of see where he ranked, how far he was away from being some career, you know, leader and some stats.
Okay. All right. What stat do we want to look at first?
Let's go career passing stat leader.
All right. Where is he currently?
Currently, he is – I think I deleted that already.
Does he have 5,000 yards?
He's just shy of 5,000. He's got 4,900 yards.
Okay.
But he's only 3,060 yards away from being the all-time passing leader.
Oh, he'll beat that.
He should. He was on pace for 2,800 yards last year if you played a full season. And you got to think you're playing under a better quarterback-friendly system. Should be able to – I think that would be one that he should be able to surpass this year.
I don't know if he'll do it this year, but I think he'll do it by the time he's done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm talking about
– can he do it this season?
Can he do it this season?
Can he get 3,000 yards this season? No, I don't think he can.
Really?
No, I don't.
You know, that's only like 260 yards a game.
I don't, I don't think he can do that.
Well, in Bobo's offense and Harsin's offense in 2019, they both threw the ball for over 3,500 yards. So I'm not saying it's necessarily a product of Bo being that much better, or is it a product of the results from their system? I think he goes over this year.
Wow. Okay.
So,
even do you still think Tank's going to pop?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think you're going
to
see
some. I'm just trying to think, because you've been in the mindset he's going to run it 40 times a game. Not Tank, but just the offense is going to run it 40 times a game.
38 to 40 times a game, yeah.
And that's just a lot to run it that much and then be able to throw for that many yards. That would be crazy.
It's a lot of – I mean, yes, but at the same time, they're not going to be – it's just going to be more efficient, more get the ball in – smart spaces, not just drop back, throw bombs, or throw outside routes.
I 100% agree that the passing patterns are going to be way more calculated. I think right. I think that makes sense. If Bo throws for 3,000 yards in 2021, who's the leading receiver, and how many yards do they get?
Whew, that's a tough one. Probably. Oh man,
is it Kobe Hudson?
Probably going to be Kobe Hudson. He seems to.
What's an adjective you would use to describe Kobe Hudson?
He's just so natural.
He's a natural wide receiver.
The way he does things is just so natural.
He's a natural wide receiver. There's no question about it.
I'd probably Kobe or, you know, I mean, the most recency bias probably would be
Elijah?
Elijah.
Really?
But I think probably Capers or Hudson would be your one and two.
I think there's a reason those guys started games or played more, especially Capers.
Absolutely.
I think that stuff matters. If Bo Nix is able to throw for 3,000 yards, I mean, that...
It's not that much, if you really think about it. That's what's, it's somewhat embarrassing that Auburn's only had two 3,000-yard passers in the history of the whole program. And
Cam wasn't one of them.
And Cam wasn't one of them. I mean, like, these guys, the better offenses, they throw for 4,000 yards, you know, 3,500 plus, 4,000 yards, and I just don't think it's that... Like I said, it's 260 yards a game.
I just pushed all my chips into the middle of the table last year saying, like, Bo Nix is popping this year, and I just got burnt on it.
Well, I don't know how much of that's actually on Bo.
I agree with that.
So,
do you think the receivers are going to be good enough to help him with that? Or do you think it doesn't even matter? It's all about scheme and getting open.
Man, I think it's mostly about the scheme. It's so hard for me. It's like I said, the first time I ever came on here, it's so hard for me to ever put blame on a player when you watch a guy like Darius Slayton get mocked when he's at Auburn, get drafted in the fifth round or sixth round or whenever he got drafted late and catch seven touchdowns in the NFL his very first season. Like, it's so hard for me to – how do we know how good these kids actually are?
I can't wait to see what Seth does.
Dude,
Seth could be a baller.
Yeah, he could.
Could be the same thing. He wasn't mocked at Auburn.
No, he struggled at times getting separation. But is that because of him, or is that because they know the play we're running before we call the play? So,
right.
I'm anxious to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Today's show brought to you by our friends at RockAuto.com. It's the best place to buy parts for your car, your truck, or your SUV. You can save money because, you know, why go through the middleman in this whole process when all these chain stores are just going to buy it straight from the distributor, where you can just buy it from rockauto.com and they do everything for you. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car, your truck, or your SUV. Write Locked On Auburn in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices and all the parts your car will ever need. That is at rockauto.com. Today's show also brought to you by our friends at Homefield Apparel. Quick question, Charlie Five, where is the best place to buy Auburn gear?
Homefield Apparel.
Homefieldapparel.com. All of their stuff is super vintage. It's all licensed. It's all official. And it's really, really comfortable. You have a friend that agrees. Yes?
Big time. Very soft.
Huge. Yep. He loves the brand. Homefieldapparel.com. They launched their Auburn line back in September, and it's been a huge hit. Be a cool Auburn fan. Don't be a lame Auburn fan. No. Be a cool Auburn fan. Go to homefieldapparel.com. Use promo code Auburn, A-U-B-U-R-N, at homefieldapparel.com to get 20% off your first purchase. Promo code Auburn at homefieldapparel.com for 20% off. Homefieldapparel.com. All right, Charlie Five, what other Bo Nix stats do you want to talk about?
Okay, so career touchdown leader.
Okay. All right,
so he's 26 touchdowns away from being the career touchdown leader. Will he pass that this upcoming year?
Who's the leader in that?
Pat Sullivan.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Will he pass that this year?
So he's got to throw 26 touchdowns this year to become the all-time passing leader. That's going to be tough to me.
That's tougher than the 3,000 yards.
Way tougher, yeah. So he's thrown, in the last two seasons, he's thrown 16 in his freshman year and 12 last year.
Mm.
Now, he did play two fewer games last year, but still.
Sure.
So you're going to have, which that is also a product of the offense, because when we get to the red zone, a lot of times
you run it.
We want to run it, mm-hmm. run read option. That's just a function of the offense. So
I'm okay with that, by the way.
Yeah, me too. It's you know, makes it easier not to turn the ball over, but you know, will the function of the offense, when you get inside the red zone, will that create more opportunities for him to throw touchdowns? That's at the top end of what Ryan and what Bobo did. So he'd probably be just under that. Somewhere in like the 22 range, I think.
You got called out for calling him Brian and not Harson. What are your thoughts on that?
Mm. Did we not call Gus pretty unanimously?
Uh-oh.
Mm. I don't know. Pretty sure we all called Gus. I could be wrong.
We did a search in the Discord, or somebody did, searching for Gus, and it was like 1,000 times, and Malzahn was like 200.
Mm. So, hey, complainer guy, suck on that.
Nope, we love everyone that listens to this show, so don't worry about that. All right, what other Bo Nix
I'm just kidding.
Stats? Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Totally kidding. Love you, guy.
What other Bo Nix stats do you have?
All right, so then just throw some out. The single-season passing record is a whopping 3,277 yards. Do you think in the next 2 years Bo will ever exceed that? 3,277 yards.
I mean, I was just skeptical about him getting 3,000, so no, I don't think that happens.
Okay, interesting.
Do you?
So that's only, if you don't play, that's only 252 yards a game.
That's counting a bowl game, if you play
the
bowl game?
That's counting a bowl game.
No, I just don't, I don't think that happens.
Okay.
Am I wrong on that? Do you think I'm wrong on that?
We'll just have to see, but I think you're way wrong.
I hope you're right, man. I would love for Bo Nix to just come out and sling the rock all over the yard, dude. But I think a lot of the times you really benefit from like dynamic wide receivers. And I don't know if Auburn has a guy like that. They totally could, and we just didn't use him right last year. Like,
right.
That totally could happen.
Right.
But I want to believe that the scheme is going to help open things up, because what we have been doing has been a total absolute disaster. Absolute, in the passing game.
Total disaster.
I mean, so if you're competent, can you get to that level? And it's like, maybe. I don't know what that bar is. But you look at what Harson's been able to do at Boise, I don't know how much that information matters as far as what Boise, who is the cream of the crop in their conference, what they were able to do to other teams. It's like, I don't think that's comparable statistically to what he's going to be able to do at Auburn. I don't think it's a good projection.
Sure, but at the same token, it shows you what he wants to do. I don't think he had some good quarterbacks at Boise, but Colorado State didn't really have anybody of note out there, and you know, it's the same conference, and he still throws. You know, Bobo's offense still threw for 3,680 yards and 23 touchdowns in 2019. So,
right.
I think it's, I'm not saying that I think Bo is just a superstar. I think that when you take the talent that he has and put it with a system that is a much more quarterback friendly system, clearly based off the past track record, just those two things together are going to, you know, yield more success. I would think, especially in that being, you know, more yards, and you would think per game.
I get where you're coming from. I get where you're coming from. I'm just
not there yet.
I'm not there yet.
I got you.
I'm not there yet. You got any more Bo Nix stats?
And then the last one.
You just love Bo Nix today.
No. This is career. This is the.
Do you love Bo Nix or Publix more?
Man, I'm gonna have to go with Publix.
If Bo Nix was a grocery store, what would he be?
Ooh.
Why did you? That's tough. What you got, Jaws?
Winn-Dixie.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, I like Winn-Dixie.
What's wrong with Winn-Dixie?
I go to Winn-Dixie a lot, actually.
Great meat selection.
Yeah.
Winn-Dixie's pretty solid. Yeah, I'll probably go Winn-Dixie.
Is that why you think he's comparable to Winn-Dixie, because of the great meat selection?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, why did you say Winn-Dixie then?
Because, like, I don't know. You wouldn't necessarily. I feel like you would go somewhere more often if you were going to choose a quarterback. But every now and then you go to Winn-Dixie. I mean, like, you're not mad at the selection they have there. They actually have pretty good prices.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, but you wouldn't choose Winn-Dixie. You would go to, like, Walmart or somewhere, you know?
Mm. Okay. All right. Anyway, what's your stat?
Last one. So, we'll probably know the answer to this one. But the single season passing, most passing touchdowns ever in a season at Auburn was 30.
Mm.
Will Bo ever top that in a single season?
No, the Gardner has thoughts.
What about Aldi? It's great value brand. It's still good stuff, but it's marked down a little bit.
I never have a quarter.
That's fair.
So I'm out.
Seems like Auburn doesn't have a touchdown when they play a good team. So.
Oh, wow. There's that.
Ooh. 30 touchdowns.
I think the value at Aldi is too good for it to be Bo Nix.
But it's not quite the great grocery stores, right? And you need the great grocery stores to conquer the major events.
But the same people that own Aldi, I believe, are the same people that own Trader Joe's. And, like, I just don't think Bo Nix should be anywhere near a Trader Joe's. Because that's, like...
Dude, your knowledge of grocery stores is deep.
I think about this stuff a lot, actually.
But also, if you've got the right person pushing the buggy at Aldi, it's a game changer, right? Mm. And Bo Nix needs the right person pushing the buggy.
That's true.
In that scheme.
How do we know that?
Harsin is the quarter. Harsin's the quarter. Bobo's the buggy pusher.
Oh my goodness.
We've unlocked a winning combination.
I don't love Bo Nix being Aldi, but that was a good comparison. I like that.
I'll take it.
That is all. Thank you, Noah. On the line on ESPN 106.7 every day from 2 to 4. All right. What's your final thing? Career.
Passing touchdowns in a single season.
Oh, okay.
Cam threw 30. I don't think Bo's ever going to throw 30 in a season.
30's a lot.
It's a bunch. They've done it. Bobo's done it with, Aaron Murray and
A.J. Green.
A.J. Green, that was a good combination.
Yeah, that helps. If Bo Nix gets an A.J. Green, I say it's possible. But I just don't see, unless Capers just really grows up, I just don't see that happening.
Right. Cool, so you hate Bo Nix. And I love him.
Bo Nix totally burnt me last year. I was all in on Bo Nix, and then he just totally, totally burnt me. That's okay. Hey, you can bet on some of these things at betonline.ag. It's the best place on the internet to place your bets on all of your sports wagering. Jaws, you have a line for us today. What is the Jaws line of the day?
I don't think I could go anywhere else than plus 1,300 on the Buffalo Bills Super Bowl odds next season.
Okay. Loaded.
Go
up.
For it, man. You know Stack they're going to win it.
Yeah, if you want to lose a bunch of money, you can just bet on the Buffalo Bills for next year.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, dude, at least are
you,
the championship.
Are you actually a Bills fan, or is this just a bit?
No, this is a bit.
Okay, got it. Okay. But yeah, if that line fires you up, you can hit up betonline.ag. Sign up today. We use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, for your 50% welcome bonus. That's at betonline.ag. All right, Charlie 5, we got a few minutes left. Did you see all of the stuff on the message boards about Brandon Council and Nick Broms?
Yeah, I immediately thought about you and said a prayer for you over the Brandon Council rumors.
This will always be a Brandon Council podcast. I just miss him already.
Forever.
I hope it's not true, but it seems like it's got some weight.
Yeah,
to
it was on both sites. So, you know, man, I was really thinking he might slide into center this year with Broms supposedly leaving to go to Delta. It sucks.
Yeah, it does. It does. Do you have anything else going on? I know you wanted to complain about Vanderbilt's court.
Their arena is so...
It's stupid.
Stupid.
It's so... Why do they get to do that?
Okay, number one, why does your front row have to look... If you're sitting on the front row, the court is elevated.
Right.
So you're looking at their shoes. That's design flaw number one.
Sure.
And so because of that, they have to put the benches underneath the goals, which is completely dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Now the coach can't call plays on the other side of the court. He has to...
Right.
They have to look back to get the plays. I just hate that place. It looks old. It feels old. Let's mow it down and move on.
Okay. All right. I love that. I love that about you.
Yeah.
And I love that about your, I don't know.
I think their shot clock is in a stupid spot, too. I don't think it's above the goal. I think it's like.
I mean, if you're going to do something wrong, do it all the way. You know what I mean?
They went way wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like it's something in like the Shakespeare Festival over in Montgomery. It looks like one of those places.
Do you have any shout outs this week?
No, the bunker's been kind of lame.
Really?
For a week, yeah.
Which posters do you think have been the most lame lately? If you had to just pick a few.
Gosh. There's one dude, not Charlie Five. He's an anti-Charlie Five poster.
I think it's hilarious that somebody, you don't know who it is.
No clue.
That's funny.
So he's not funny at all.
That's funny. Okay. Anybody else you want to call out? Are you good?
I've pretty much laid it all out there today. So.
Yeah, you really came to play. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
I really thought we'd talk about Gus being a UCF more, but you kind of said it all in a sentence, and so that was it.
Yeah, I'm very efficient when I get on a topic. So.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like I said, it's a big high school football program, which is perfect for him. He can make every single decision. He doesn't have to delegate. He doesn't have to worry about the huge marketing side of it, the huge recruiting organization that's being built right now. He doesn't have to worry about all that. It's literally I go pick the players I want, pick the coaches I want, coach football.
You think he's going to pick Kevin Steele?
That'd be awesome. What if he did? And then like it was just like a big mind, you know.
It's like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe it was all smoke.
Maybe it was. Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen. Okay, cool. There's something else I was going to ask you, but I forgot what it was. Oh, do you think in his recruiting pitches that he'll bring up their national championship from a few years ago? Where he beat Auburn in the.
I was the reason.
I'm the reason that they were able to claim a national championship in 2017.
It wasn't for me. There would be no Natty.
Yeah, thank goodness Carrion was hurt, or that wouldn't have happened.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to go back
there. Does he acknowledge that?
What's that?
He has to acknowledge that as the head coach now, right?
That
they won a Natty against Auburn in 2017.
Oh, yeah, he has to. You got to hang the banner. You got to talk about the banner.
And apparently, their season opener, they play Boise.
Everything just comes full circle.
Love it so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So
we pull for Boise in that game, right?
Oh yeah.
So that way we can be like, that was Harrison's players.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You take credit. That's going to be a dub. We're going to take a credit for that one.
We're going to go into week two against Penn State. We're going to be like 2-0.
2 or 3-0.
Yeah. There we go. Where can people find you, buddy?
Find me on Twitter at @the_Charlie_5. AuburnSports.com, The Bunker, or Auburn Undercover, 247 Sports. About to get aboard.
I love it. Follow me on Twitter @ZBlack. We follow the show on Twitter @LockedOnAuburn and on Instagram @AuburnPodcast. We'll be back tomorrow right here on Locked On Auburn.
It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.